This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My main man, Coach JT, JT Roberts, on the show with me right now from the 94 Feet Podcast. What's up with you, big dog?
What's good, Brody? How you holding down, man?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm good. I gotta hear a little something. We were talking during the break, You know, we were coming back from commercial, and you said came back from that homecoming. How were you? Is it Alcorn?
Yeah, man. Alcorn State University. You know what I mean? Yes, sir. It's all good.
That's the West Coast.
They strict on it, man. Alcorn. Hey, that's strict on it, but it's good. It's not just you, man. But yeah, man, got back from HBCU the weekend. Dope vibe, man. Like I said, anybody out there want to experience it, take a trip to HBCU homecoming. A lot of family, a lot of food, a lot of tailgating. Just good times, brother. So, you know what I'm saying? I enjoyed my people, man. See my friends and family, too, man. So, it was dope. Shout out to the Braves, man. Got a dub. Got another W. So, we topping our division right now in the SWAC. Baby.
Who'd y'all play?
Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Okay. I'm going to have to pull up when the homecomings. You're going to have to put me in a suitcase or something like that, man. I'm going to have to roll with you to one of the homecomings, man. I ain't never been to an HBCU homecoming. Like, one of them. Somebody.
Nothing like it, brother. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pull up. Well, you know, it feels like a homecoming here in Sacramento tonight, man, because the Kings are back. Oh, man, we've been waiting all summer. DeMar DeRozan in the house, all this other stuff, man. You hype for the Kings to be back out here, man?
Very, very anxious, really, though, just to see, like you guys heard y'all talking already, what it's going to look like, but also just the energy, man. I think it should be up because, I mean, it takes it early on with that playoff push. Now, I think after last year, they're like, whoa. And then that splash with DeMar, I believe they're ready to unleash. You know what I mean? Like, I know it's preseason. They ain't going to go full out. But I think they're ready to rock and roll, man. Definitely excited to see what DeMar brings to the table as far as mentorship and just his competitive nature, bro. Like, he's one of the guys, two-way players I've always watched for years since USC. And just his energy, but also his consistency, man. Like, I love the way he plays ball. He does it the right way. And he gets after it, man. So I'm excited.
Let me ask you, let me stay right there with DeMar real quick.
Yep.
What concerns do you have? Because I know a guy like myself, not that I don't have any concerns, like you're always thinking about what could go wrong. But, you know, I've been pretty optimistic about DeMar DeRozan's fit here in Sacramento, whether that's in the locker room, in the offense, all this other stuff. I'll ask you, you know, first, before I ask what makes you excited about the move, what concerns do you have about DeMar DeRozan coming in with the Sacramento Kings team, if any? Maybe you don't have any.
Defensively, nothing. Just more so, how does it look, or where is his spot on the floor going to be? You know, based upon where, you know, like Sabonis operates at. It's kind of similar as a big, but DeMar can't operate at any space, but also know where he likes to be most efficient at. So I just want to make sure he gets the opportunity to be effective, because like you said, though, the firepower he brings to the table, he's going to need those touches, but I guess he needs those touches in those areas where he can be successful the most, right, as we know. So And sometimes with the Kings, we like to take those areas up by driving, or that's our pick and roll area. So I just want to make sure, see what that looks like, but also see what the ball game is going to look like. Because is it going to be a lot of 1v1 or just a lot of pick and roll, or is that ball going to hop a little bit tonight, man? So just interesting to see what that looks like. And, you know, really see how those guys kind of gel together. It's kind of early, of course, but also we want to see where the points are coming from or how we're going to score. Are we back up tempo? Mm. Or are we going to try to get up there and just kind of run a little more half court sets, but be more efficient in half court, man?
Right, right, right. That's something that Coach Mike Brown has talked about a few different times during training camp, about getting back to being up tempo and getting out in the open on the offensive end. And I think that's the way they should have been playing. Like, I don't know what necessarily happened last year, but the pace, you know, and I hate when people bring up pace. Oh, they got to play with pace. Like, all right, man, I get all that. But I'm with them in this respect. Like, I want to see these guys get up and down the floor. When you have a guy like De'Aaron Fox, when you have a big man like Stamontis Sabonis that can dribble the ball up the floor, which I know you're not necessarily a fan of, but
he gets it done. Shout out to him, man. Really, the numbers don't lie. But I just, you know, he gets it done. But
give it up to the guard. I understand. Give it up to the guard. You run the floor, get rim run. I get you.
Yeah.
But you know, when you have that type of firepower, and then you got a guy like Malik Monk coming off the bench and what he could do getting up and down the court. Yeah, I want to see you guys get in the open court a little bit more. Don't wait for the half court and wait for the defense to get set. Like, see if you can get some early buckets and transition a little bit more often.
Yeah, and you got a chance to see them practice a little bit, yes? Or you just went to media?
I haven't been to the practice yet. Yeah.
So I was also wondering about just the healthiness of Monk and Kevin. Like, really, like, I mean, because you got to see where they're going to be at physically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, movement, catch, attack, dribble, shooting. How is it going to take them a couple weeks to get really back going? You know, do we have that leeway in the West this year? I don't know. You know, do we have those, you know, because, I mean, that's continuity we need, but we need those guys healthy because I believe, you know, as we know, right, all these games count, especially the ones we're supposed to win. Mm-hmm. We got to win those this year. You know, those games come back to haunt us again this year. It's not a good look. But if we win those this year, you know, where we're supposed to be at. But it comes, they're going to come when they come. So I'm just interested to see what those guys look like health-wise too, man.
No, for sure. One of the things that we talk about all the time on this show and we're trying to figure out is a starting two guard spot. Mm. And I think early on we were having a discussion over the summer and I was saying Monk should be starting at the two. I want to see him starting at the two. And there's a part of me that, yeah, man, put him out there. Let's work. Let me see the Kentucky connection starting from the jump. I understand why you don't do that. And by the way, Mike Brown is talking. It feels like that's not even really an option to have Malik Monk starting. So I've kind of moved on from that. But I think you were the one that said early on you wanted to see Keon. It looks like Keon's going to start at the two in this preseason while Kevin is still rehabbing and trying to get back. Do you think that should be a permanent move? Like Keon, the starting two guard, regardless if Kevin is healthy or not?
That, with the addition of DeRozan, I'm not sure, because that DeRozan brings size back to that starting lineup, right? So I think if you were happen to go back to Kevin and he's shooting the ball at a, you know, whatever consistent pace or level expected of him, you still need that shooting, right? You always need that shooter. Even if he's not making those shots, they're going to have to respect him, which gives DeMar that reason to space. But also I heard you talking about, you know, Keon, he can shoot it. He can knock it down. Well, I think this is a great time for him to prove it too and see if he deserves to be that mainstay as well, right? Because, of course, you need spacing. Fox downhill, DeRozan, and Keon likes to get down there too, but who's going to be that knockdown outside three-ball guy outside of Keegan? You know, if you have two guys on the floor that can shoot it, even better for everybody else. It just opens the floor up. I mean, watching those Knicks last night with Cat shooting threes, it's a lot more spacing on the floor. So I'm like, ooh, okay. So, you know, it's good to see. But I think it's up to Keon to show what he's doing, but what he worked on, how consistent he knocked down those three-pointers. If he stays with it, you know what I mean? And defensively, with him and DeRozan and Fox, I love that, though. That's a 1-2-3. Like, hey, that's a three. That every game going to be some problems for some guys to come into town with. So, and hopefully the game travels, right? That's a big thing, right? Can we go on the road outside of at home and win those games that we need to win, man? So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that position. But I'm rooting for whoever really makes the big impact and just help us win games.
Yeah, and I know you'll appreciate this. I would give it to Keon because I think defensively he can add another dimension to this team. Like he can be a guy where, people talk about the defense and the Kings still don't play defense and all this other stuff. I'm sorry. Maybe you're just not watching. Maybe I'm overvaluing the guys. I don't know. But I'm looking at if Keon is starting, you got De'Aaron Fox, who I think is a borderline, if not certified, defensive guard in this league. You know what I mean? He's the best defensive point guard on ball in this league, in my opinion. You got Keon Ellis, who I think has the ability to be an all defensive type player in this league. Then you got Keegan Murray, who showed he can guard from two to four last year and play with bigs, play with guys on the wing and things of that nature. I'm sorry, that's three of your starting five that are lockdown defenders. And I'm not saying like that's going to make them the top defense in the league, but I think people are overlooking what they can do on the defensive end if you have Keon Ellis in there as a starter.
Yeah, definitely. That's why I said it's going to be interesting to see because, I mean, and even I'm giving credit to Keegan, right? You put Keegan, I mean, I saw improvement last year on the defensive end, a little more aggressiveness. So you got four guys on the court that really want to, that can capable of buckling down and being physical and limit paint touches, right? Mm-hmm. It's three ball to paint touches, right? Can you keep guys outside the paint? That way Sabonis can stay home. He can do what he do on the boards. That works in our favor. If we're up and down two, we can still rebound and score, and we're getting multiple stops. Like, right, we're finishing games. Bro, that's a recipe for success, which we need to get back to. But, again, I think they're up to the challenge, but I think DeMar DeRozan really probably something that we're kind of sleeping on. Mm-hmm. He's not a terrible defender, not that I can remember. Like, I don't remember guys just blowing by DeRozan, chewing him up. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see how what he brings to the table. But I believe he's a physical guard with a little more size. So, I mean, you put Keon and, you know, you got Fox. You got the third. You got the OG back there, man. I think we'll be all right.
I agree, man. We got my main man, Coach JT, 94 Feet Podcast. He's going to be – I'm just saying it right now. I'm just putting it out there right now. You're going to be seeing my man, Coach JT, during the King season. That's just is what it is. You're going to see my man, Coach JT, during the King season. Yeah, we got some things we cooking up, man. So you're going to be seeing and hearing a lot more from him this King season. So I've been pretty boisterous, been pretty confident, braggadocious, some would even say, about the Sacramento Kings this year. I think this is a 50-win team. I think this is a top four team in the Western Conference. I think this is a team that is going to give the league fits on offense with all the dynamic offensive scores and capabilities that they have. Maybe I'm just too rose-colored when it comes to this stuff, but what do you think about this team? You think it's too much to say they're a 50-win team this year?
No, I don't think so. Like, I've been listening to you guys all this past summer, last month, really break down the – I mean, again, numbers don't lie, right? You're bringing somebody capable of doing, you know, hiring our points per game, very more efficient scoring. Again, but also we say, like, any people play a what-if game, Monk does not go down, we win a couple more of those games, we're in the playoffs at a certain seed, certain spot. So we retain Monk. Mm-hmm. We gained a few-time All-Star, a veteran, efficient scorer, but also somebody who's played well in any system he's been in. You know what I mean? So I think that's the thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I was going to take him to get settled in, but once he gets settled in DeRozan, he's going to be efficient and people can still consistently build upon what they build upon. I think we'll be all right right there. And 50 wins, I don't think that's I'm okay with setting a standard at 50 wins. That means we're doing something right, right? Like the last few years, we've been a long time, so we can say we're getting 50 wins. So to put that as a standard, yes. But also, I think, you know, outside of a couple people, they're really still sleeping on us again. It's kind of, we went back under the shadows. They're not really, there's no buzz again. Like, yeah, DeMar popped in with the buzz this summer, all that stuff was going on, but it kind of died off. Mm-hmm. Which for me, I'm like okay with, because that way we just knock them off, people off silent. We going by, get a win, stack them up, just stack those wins until they go, oh, wait a minute, you know, Sacramento Kings are in this spot. Oh, okay, perfect for us, right? Because we don't be on anybody's radar. Nah, we don't need the attention. Get the wins, keep the city popping. As we know, right, those wins pile up, it's going to get crazy out here.
Yeah, man.
The rain is going to be wild. It's going to be high. And also just good basketball, I believe, which the team and Mike Brown wants to get back to, you know, after having a tough one last year.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, man. Real quick, you're listening to ESPN 1320 KFM West Sacramento and Odyssey Station. D'Lo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino. My people over there with 17 different restaurants and bars, like 32 Bruce Street. Sky River Casino has something for everyone. Just KC here today, my main man D'Lo, a little under the weather. He'll be back soon. And because of that, you know, I like to do KC and Friends. I got my main man, Coach JT, from the 94 Feet Podcast. Joining me right now, talking a little Kings basketball. As the Kings are back tonight at the Golden One Center, taking on the Golden State Warriors. You can watch that game on ESPN. And one last thing about the Kings. DeMar DeRozan is here. He's going to do his thing. Is he going to average 24 points per game? No, I don't think so. But I think he's going to be about 18, 19, probably 20 points a game. He might be the second leading scorer on this team. Whose numbers do you think goes down because of DeMar being in there?
Honestly, the way he plays, he does a little everything too. Everybody might go down a little bit, maybe, because he can assist. Mm-hmm. He can drive and kick. He can put the ball on the floor. I haven't really seen him been that – he doesn't drive. When he drives, he's going to finish. It's either – but when he gets in the paint, though, it's going up. So he's not going to kick out that far. But I would say probably – Keegan, maybe.
Keegan was at, I think he was at 15 last year.
Kyrie broke it down. Maybe Keegan. But then also, it was interesting because Keon was getting a lot of those minutes at the end of the season last year. You're bringing an OG like, you know, Shane DeRozan. Of course, he's probably going to say, don't defer to me or don't get me. But I'm sure Keon like, nah, man, I know my job still. But however, so I think maybe those two guys for sure. Sabonis is going to get his how he gets his. That's just how he plays. But, yeah, I would say probably those two because of how they scored and just, again, the spacing on the floor of where they want to operate at and where he likes to operate at. He may occupy a couple of those spacing opportunities early on until they get comfortable. Those two might offset to me kind of may be the first two to kind of suffer a little bit.
So I'm trying to pull it up right now. And this is a complete inexact science when you talk about, you know, oh, I'm going to take these points away from this guy or do whatever. Like, it's a very inexact science. But Fox was at 26.6 points per game last year. You think he's higher, the same, or lower?
His may be a little bit lower, too. Only I could say in the half court set, right? Because open court is going to get his, the pick and roll game for sure. But when it really slows down all the way, like I said, the way DeRozan scores, though, in the half court, man, you got to let him get the ball, though. I mean, that's them is buckets like that. And that's the way Fox really can rest a little bit. To help close games is them second, third quarters. Okay, DeRozan, you can work, bro. You can work. Or vice versa. You know how they trade off. So it depends on how that works, man. But I think he goes a little lower, too. I would say 24 for me.
Okay.
A couple of points would be okay. 24 for him.
DeMontis, 19.4 points per game. I'm with you on that one. I think he stays about the same, like 18, 19 points per game. I don't think
I believe that. Yeah, same right around there because the way he gets his, the way he gets it done, the way they look for him, too.
Keegan at 15, you think he's higher, lower, or the same?
Man. honestly, it made me think of how aggressive he is. If he's shooting aggressively, it could go up, but I would say probably about the same, though, honestly, right? Because, I mean, he's not going to do too much unless, I know you like to see a kid and get him up, kicking. But, again, because you bring the OG in, the efficient score, he's like, well, okay, I can just relax, a little less pressure.
Right.
So it might not be a shooting, but I would say somewhere the same, man. It doesn't sound like they're missing off the lot.
With DeMar DeRozan there, I don't necessarily need Keegan to get him up the way he did last year. Like when Monk went down and when they need, I needed you to get your buckets. Like I needed you to be aggressive on the offensive end. And that meant 18 shot attempts a night or something like that. Like I needed, or especially when Monk was down. When Monk was there, it didn't have to be that much. But now with DeRozan there, man, you can live in the 11 shot attempts a night type land. Like you don't have to shoot the ball that much. I see you going 6 of 11 every night. You know what I'm saying? Like you hit your three, you're getting 7 3 attempts a night or something like that. Like I could see that happening. I see him probably being around the same, being around 15. Where I think DeRozan's points are going to come from is you got obviously the 12 from Harrison Barnes that he'll replace. So if I think DeMar DeRozan is going to average 19 points a night, you got 12 right there. You got to find 7 other points. I think Kevin Herter, who averaged 10 last year, I think he might be closer to 7. That's 3, so now we're at 15. I think Malik Monk, who averaged 15 last year, I think he'll be maybe down to 13 or something like that. And that's another 2 points to that. So I think that's – and then you mentioned Fox's numbers, like Fox maybe 24. That's another 2 points. Mm-hmm. I think maybe that's where
just how they get it too, right, bro? Like, because, I mean, I think we got to get back to the free throw line but and get more, you know what I mean? I think he'll bring that to the table, but also we got to get calls for our point guard to get to the free throw line too. Because if guys can still play aggressive downhill for us, the way the style they're gonna play and they should play, we gotta make people pay at the free throw line, bro. Let's get them attempts above 15 a game as a group and make those free throws, man. I think that'll help us a lot, and you'll be able to win games easier because you're putting pressure on guys and you're getting more free throw attempts up, man. It's free money.
Yeah. Oh, another thing I'm looking at right here: there's 10 points per game. 10.7 points per game, just kind of hanging out around there with Sasha and Davion. So that's another 10 points that are
there. So that means somebody, they can pick those up. Again, you got
Jordan McLaughlin. Like, Jordan might average 5 a night, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Jordan might average more about 3 or 4 points a night, Jordan McLaughlin. So yeah, maybe there's about 7 or 8 points right there that DeMar can use to get to his 19-20 points a night. And without these other guys losing their points per game or something.
Right. So, and if that happens that way, we cooking.
Yes.
Like, we cooking. If basically he just come in and take that and do what he does and add it to the mix, you still get Malik off the bench. Yeah, I mean, it's high flying, it's dunks, it's threes, it's a little showboating going on in the arena. Gonna be cracking.
It's gonna be so turned up in the Golden One Center. I cannot wait for this season. It's gonna be such good times and good vibes. We're talking Kings. All right, we talked the Kings.
Yeah,
I couldn't have you leave without trying to figure out what's going on with our Niners, man. Like I said, I lost a couple games with you. I know you know the game.
Yeah.
I know you locked into the game. Family got season tickets and all this other stuff. Two and three, man. Right, how you feeling about these Niners? I don't think I'm as dejected as everybody else. I still see a pathway for them to get to some of the places we expect them to get. But it's a big game on Thursday night against the Seahawks, man. They're facing 2-4. They're staring at it right in the face right now.
Huge, bro. And I'm going in the present moment, right? I know you guys talk the money. Jesse probably knows. I know Will, although, man, everybody probably knows more money about that. But I'm looking at these guys available. I seen the guy last night from the – who he got released from? Linebacker available.
Oh, from the Eagles, I think.
Yeah, Eagles and Riddick still out there. I know Riddick probably costs a little more.
Yeah.
But they just released the linebacker. I'm like, hey, like you said, St. Louis Rams, well, hell, our player can't replace him. Where's our weakness right now? Linebacker, and we need an end. Either one, even a linebacker, right? So I'm like, we got to make adjustments. But and it's also, I don't know, again, like you can tell, man, the continuity from the gate was just off from the start.
Yeah.
Once, you know, not having Ayuk from the start, that continuity is down. Brock's familiar target, his first target wasn't there. You can just tell. And then guys look kind of, you know, just not confident early on, man. The swagger is there, but then come the gameplay, you can see it go away. You know what I'm saying? Certain plays happen. Certain adversities, and just not that confident right there. So, I mean, how do you get that confident back? You may got to get your machine back. Yeah. That's if he ever comes back, that may boost the confidence on offense and everything to go out that way. But also just as a group, man, you know, it's just inconsistency right now. Like you said, turnovers and the type of turns we're having and the timing of it will hurt you regardless of whatever sports you play. Right. So, like you said, Thursday is huge, bro. I mean, I don't there's nothing else more to talk about than Thursday. I think I seen Kyle put a quote in talking about we are in hell right now. We're hell. Well, yeah, it's here. You want to get out, you have to get that win Thursday and just put a little bit of water on it. But it's going to take a great effort across the board from everybody, both sides of the ball, special teams, tackling, finishing tackles, and really punching the ball in the red zone, right? We get there, we need to score those points because it's just I slide too many times right now. We get there and we're still selling for three. I mean, that's been kicking us in the butt for a few years now, right? Get there selling for three instead of for seven, man. So, yeah, man, it's had my blood pressure up and down a little bit all season, but I'm doing pretty good trying to maintain. But I know you, but you was right there at mom too, so I know that had to be a tough one, boy. You was in the building. Man, so I know that was tough,
man. That was tough, man. We were frying out there too. But that game is so frustrating because a lot of people have gone back and looked at you know, they've broken down the film. They've broken down Brock's throws and who's open. And like I said on Monday, you know, this was a situation where, you know, everybody played a hand in it. Everybody's at fault. Kyle's got to do a little bit better with the play calling. Brock's got to, you know, have some better recognition and maybe not hold on to the ball as much. The defense has to be better. The wide receivers got to get a little bit more separation. But when I see, like, these breakdowns of these games, they're oh, man, it's when a game is that close, it's so frustrating. You know, one or two plays or whatever. I don't know if you remember it, but there was a play, I think, on the final drive for the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. And Murray, you know, dropped back, quick little drop back, was going to hit somebody on a slant. Fred Warner read the play. I saw it in real time, and then I went back and saw the highlight. He read it. He jumped in front of the pass. It was a pick six. He was gone. And I forgot who it was, Campbell put his hand up and knocked the ball down. Mm. Made a good play on the defensive line, but it's little stuff like that. Like, all right, he just got his hand up and batted it down. If he doesn't do that, Warner's picking it off, and he's still running into the end zone at that point. And it's little stuff like that, yeah. You know, the breaks just aren't going their way right now, and they got to be able to fight through that. And like you mentioned, not turn the ball over as well.
Yeah, I just hoping that they can. I mean, the thing is really with any sport, any coach, any players, how can you weather the storm? And winning does cure that, but it's tough when you lose the way they've lost these couple games too. Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, like how much more left do they have to give before they, I won't hate to say it, but you're like not checking out, but they kind of like, man, this is not just gonna work for us this year, man. So unless you have to, but you have to also, if possible, like I said, go make a small splash or something like that. If that guy, money-wise, available for the linebacker to help Fred Warner, hey, y'all, let's go get him. Yeah. That may, you know, I mean, it could be something like that because you put him on Fred, okay, turn me up again a little bit. Mm-hmm. Defense, can we get off the field? Also, like last play, they're on third and six, maybe third and last week on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Get off the field. We're up, get off the field, and then go drive the ball down. And one more time, and get another score could do it. And that's what you know what I'm saying? Those things are happening. It's tough to watch, but it's like, man, it's hard to realize. Okay, what's your, I'm going to ask you this though. What's your vibe, man, right now, the way our record is and the way the other teams are playing around? Is it still up for grabs? Or what do we have to do to get that playoff spot?
Well, I mean, to me, it's definitely still up for grabs. I mean, you look at the situation and, you know, you win on Thursday, you're tied for first place in the division because nobody's running away from you. You lose and you don't want to do that. You're 2-4, but you still, with about 70% of the season left to play, you still are right there in striking distance. It's not like you're in the NFC North where if you lost that game, like you're four games back
you're
and
cooked.
This team is cooked. Like, it's not that. So I think the mentality shift has gone from maybe, hey, let's get one seed, all this other stuff, to let's focus on getting a division because it is right here. Mm-hmm. Then you have an opportunity, regardless of whether you win or not on Thursday. And it's right there for you, man. You got an opportunity. Just got to do some of the little things, like you said.
Yes, sir.
And come together and play some good team football, man. Jay, it's always good talking to you. You know, there might be some people, first time hearing from you. Where can they find you? You know, Instagram, man. Socials, all that other stuff, man. What you got coming down?
Follow me on Instagram, 94Feet with Coach JT, man, or visit the website, 94FeetWithCoachJT.com. It's got, you know, all the websites up there, got some merch up there, got all the interviews, man. And yeah, be on the lookout for some new interviews dropping real soon, man. Shout out to all those this month, too, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a couple other things going on, man. Shout out to you guys that are still fighting and keeping that fight going. My mom, too, man, she's a survivor, so I'm saying, gotta show love where love is due, man. Hey, bro, I appreciate you always, my guy, man. Jesse, you too, man. I appreciate y'all, boys. I'm gonna see y'all soon.
Yes, sir. No doubt, no doubt, man. My main man, Coach JT, 94 Feet Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.